You're listening to CKUW 95.9 Winnipeg.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a new episode of original programming. Rockin' like ships. Dog rider on fire. Fly higher. Live on the run.
Walk on the sun.
welcome, dear listeners, old and new. You're tuned into On My Way Home, hosted by none other than me, Justin Francis Fuhrer. We're broadcasting live on CKUW 95.9 FM in the heart of the continent, Winnipeg, Manitoba. In the heart of the city, on the campus of the University of Winnipeg. We're also broadcasting online at ckuw.ca in case the CKUW antenna does not reach you. Broadcasting with 450 watts of power. From the heart of Osborne Village, 7 Evergreen Place, 2-bay antenna, I might add. Not one, 2-bay antenna. Don't ask me what that means. I don't know. Off the top of the show, we heard from local band Mully Grub with one off their brand new album. That track name, Pink Donut. Sounds like something straight out of The Simpsons.
Emergency alert. A flash flood alert is issued by Manitoba Emergency Management Organization. Significant precipitation has caused rapid water level rise along waterways and in low-lying areas. Floodwaters move swiftly, posing serious risks to life and property. Overland flooding is occurring or imminent in multiple locations in western Manitoba. Many roads have been damaged from floodwaters and are unsafe. Travel is not recommended. This is a dangerous situation. Crews are responding, but it may be necessary to shelter in place. For additional information, call your local municipality or monitor local media for updates. For emergencies, call 911. This is a Manitoba emergency alert. A flash flood alert is issued by the municipality of Swan Valley West. Significant precipitation has caused rapid water level rise along waterways and in low-lying areas. Floodwaters move swiftly, posing serious risks to life and property. Overland flooding is occurring or imminent in multiple locations, including the community of Benito. Many roads have been damaged from floodwaters and are unsafe. Travel is not recommended. This is a dangerous situation. Crews are responding, but it may be necessary to shelter in place. For additional information, call 204-734-3344 or watch www.manswendlewis.com for updates. For emergencies, call 911.
From Flurry, one from Sparkle Horse, one from the Velveteens, we got Panda Bear, we got Deeper. You ever hear of Deeper? Well, if you haven't, you will. And more music beyond that. Can you believe it? I sure can. Okay, we're going to start off the music with one from Flurry. This is Take My Heart. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to On My Way Home, broadcasting live on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We just heard Sunny in the Sunsets with a little old song called Waiting. That one's going to be off Sunny in the Sunsets' upcoming album called Self-Awareness Through Macrame. apparently Sonny Smith's released 20 albums. Whoa, Sonny. Whoa. Okay, before that we heard Sparkle Horse with Evening Star Supercharger. Now, Sparkle Horse, many of you thought they were no more. But alas, the horse still sparkles. I believe they have an upcoming album. Someone's got to fact check that for me, though, because I'm not sure. But that was a new single from Sparkle Horse called Evening Star Supercharger. Now, we kicked it all off with a flurry track. Flurry called Take My Heart. Flurry is a folk country band out of Philadelphia, fronted by Francie Madoche. Great sound they got going. I've compared them to Crazy Horse, Neil Young and Crazy Horse, and I think I'm not wrong. Yeah. So they have a new album. Flurry does. Now that one's called The Holy Bible. Yes. Flurry writes of The Holy Bible. All wonders come with time. Cheese, for example, tastes pretty good cold, but when you let it warm for about 45 minutes, it's transcendent. Conjuring up stories about feeling anywhere from pretty good to amazing can take a really long time, way longer than the average dairy treasures. For Francie Madoche, leader of ragtag Philly outfit Flurry, the 11 songs on their Dear Life Records debut, The Holy Bible, urgently radiate that warm, melty feeling, a place of hard-won optimism, and pull no punches in laying out the patient road it sometimes takes to get there. Love it, Flurry. That's great. I neglected to read a little something about Mully Grub. We played Pink Donut from Mully Grub at the top of the hour, top of the show, top of the hour, off their recently released album Tragical. Now, an Exclaim.ca article written by the wonderful Kaylin Bell reads, quote, Tragical marks the trio's return after an unofficial hiatus between 2019 and 2022, and was written and recorded with former bassist Mirella Villa, who left the band following recording. In the wake of a lineup change and a global pandemic, heard of it? Might be. Kaylin's getting a little sarcastic, I think. Hill and Campbell decided to step away from Mully Grub and hold on to Tragical until now. With new bassist Natalie Smith on board, the band is ready to unveil their sophomore record. Great stuff from Mully Grub. Okay, we're going to hear one from a band called Alalaz. You may like it, you may hate it, but we're going to listen to The Stuff by the Alalaz. And we're going to hear one from Edmonton-based band The Velveteens after that. Enjoy.
Better than the new world's better than the new world's better. Thank you.
was Friday evening, Birds Hill Provincial Park at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Sitting down at Big Blue at night, and I watched Black Belt Eagle Scout, who we just heard. And I was completely blown away. Seriously. They rocked so hard. It was such a good show. Black Belt Eagle Scout. That was a track called Nobody off Black Belt Eagle Scout's 2023 release, The Land, The Water, The Sky. It was released back in February. Now they write, "This land runs through Catherine Paul's blood." That's the front woman of Black Belt Eagle Scout. "And it called to her. In dreams, she saw the river, her ancestors, and her home. When the land calls, you listen. And KP found herself far from her ancestral lands during a time of collective trauma, when the world was wounded and in need of healing. In 2020, she made the journey from Portland back to Skagit River, back to the cedar trees that stand tall and shrouded in fog, back to the tide flats and the mountains. Back to Swinomish. It is a powerful thing to return to our ancestral lands, and oftentimes the journey is not easy. Like the salmon through the currents, like the tide, as it crawls to shore, this is a story of return. It is the call and response. It is the outstretched arms of the people who came before, welcoming her home." Their album, The Land, The Water, The Sky, is a celebration of lineage and strength, even in its deepest moments of loneliness and grief, of frustration over a world wrought with colonial violence and pain. The songs remind us that if we slow down, if we listen to the waves and the wind through the trees, we will remember to breathe. Fantastic stuff from Black Belt Eagle Scout. Go listen to their newest album, The Land, The Water, The Sky. It's fantastic. Highly recommend it. Before that, we heard the Velveteens, Edmonton-based band The Velveteens, with a single that's going to be on their August release. New album from them. That one's called Declarations of the 3 a.m. Freeway. It's title track of their upcoming release. And we started it all off with Alala's The Stuff. And guess what? They have an upcoming album too. In October of this year, they're going to be releasing Zuma 85. Zuma? That's a Neil Young album. Is it not? It was probably released in 1985. Ah, 1975. What is Alala's doing? It's crazy. Crazy horse. It's crazy. Oh, got a concert announcement to announce, everyone. The Tea Party with I, Mother Earth. They're co-headlining a Canadian tour, and guess what? Winnipeg is on the docket. November 7th, Burton Cummings Theater. Heaven's coming down, believe me. All right, we got one from Panda Bear. This past weekend, I saw Panda Bear play with Sonic Boom, songs off their album Reset, released last year. And guess what? Panda Bear played a couple of his own tunes. It was fantastic.
Emergency alert. A flash flood alert is issued by Manitoba Emergency Management Organization. Significant precipitation has caused rapid water level rise along waterways and in low-lying areas. Floodwaters move swiftly, posing serious risks to life and property. Overland flooding is occurring or imminent in multiple locations in western Manitoba. Many roads have been damaged from floodwaters and are unsafe. Travel is not recommended. This is a dangerous situation. Crews are responding, but it may be necessary to shelter in place. For additional information, call your local municipality or monitor local media for updates. For emergencies, call 911. This is a Manitoba emergency alert. A flash flood alert is issued by the municipality of Swan Valley West. Significant precipitation has caused rapid water level rise along waterways and in low-lying areas. Floodwaters move swiftly, posing serious risks to life and property. Overland flooding is occurring or imminent in multiple locations, including the community of Benito. Many roads have been damaged from floodwaters and are unsafe. Travel is not recommended. This is a dangerous situation. Crews are responding, but it may be necessary to shelter in place. For additional information, call 204-734-3344 or watch www.minswendlewis.com for updates. For emergencies, call 911.
summer. I'm singing your summer.
We have a very special guest live on air. This is the Riel Gentlemen's Choir, led by Jesse Krause, Garouche Beast. They have a Winnipeg Fringe Festival show coming up starting July 19th through July 30th. This is the Voice of the Sea, live by the Riel Gentlemen's Choir, over the phone. Here we go. All right, that was the Riel Gentlemen's Choir performing live over the phone. It probably sounded very poor quality, sound quality. I apologize. The Riel Gentlemen's Choir, they are singing with Jesse and Thomas Krause at the Winnipeg Fringe Festival, running July 19th to 30th. Tickets are only $12. And there's mild language, there's smoke or fog. It runs 45 minutes. So buy your tickets today, winnipegfringe.com. It's called The Dreams of Nebuchadnezzar. And through the dreams of Nebuchadnezzar, the most powerful person of his time, the surreal revelations of dreams and the hard truths of prophecy are brought to the powerful. Can you really say you wouldn't want to watch that? Okay, we got a bit of Black Mountain from 2005. This is Faulty Times. Enjoy. Not dark yet, but it's getting there. It's time to say a fond farewell and a long goodbye for another week. This has been On My Way Home for this Tuesday, July 11th, 2023. I'm your host, Justin, and we broadcast live on CKUW 95.9 FM in one great city that's made of what's real, Winnipeg, Manitoba, and online at ckuw.ca. I'll be back next week, same day, same time, and of course, same host. I'm going to leave you with one from local fan favorite John K. Sampson. one off 2016's Winter Wheat. I've been listening to that album a lot lately. This is The Oldest Oak at Brookside. Till next week.
Taste of malathion lingered here.